PC, Holby City, starring Harry Dillon as Michael, Jimmy Akinbola as Malik, Rosie Marcel as Jack, and Paul Bradley as Elliot. Personal Injury by Tarsin Guna. Previously.
I'd like you to begin work back on Keller, please.
I don't think so.
Tell anyone and I'll deny it.
Tell them what? That it's not just Freya's heart that's bigger than it looks?
Bye then.
The Eminem show taking over your blocks.
What?
Eminem, you and me, see what I did there?
I honestly think she'd be better with people who know what they're doing. I'm not fit to do this, am I?
You're on your own. As far as I'm concerned, you're better off that way.
Malik carefully sutures a bloody organ, watched by Michael.
BP's dropping. He's collapsing.
Almost there.
You're losing him.
No, I'm not.
Beep! 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 Beep!
Do about the sound effects, you know?
I'm just trying to make it authentic.
Just trying to put me off more like you.
Hey, careful, you're gonna nick an artery.
Wanna bet?
Yeah, sure, name the stakes.
Let me lead on your next case.
And if you lose?
That ain't gonna happen.
We got incoming from AAU, RTA.
Saved by the bell.
Yeah, you were.
Jack amuses Freya with the child's watch.
I was wondering where that got to.
Keepsake.
I'm touched. Pete's nurses are getting worried you're gonna do them out of a job.
Doesn't hurt to be vigilant.
Ah, so that's why you're here at least twice a day.
Yeah, you got me. I'm going that extra mile because her adoring little face tugs at my heartstrings and makes me feel all soft and gooey inside.
Sounds more like it. So long as you don't lose that delightful hard-as-nails exterior.
Delightful?
Oh, from certain angles.
Is this your attempt at flirtation?
More an expression of professional concern. Peds can be an emotional minefield. Especially when you're not used to it. Got to keep your guard up.
I thought all you peds guys were soft and cuddly.
Only on the outside. On the inside, we're all ice.
Well, you don't have to worry about me.
Good.
Sean looks hesitant.
What?
Rumblings from social services. Questions about her medical status, whether she's ready to be discharged. Sounds like wheels in motion. I doubt whether Freya will be with us for much longer.
Well, the ice queen's been paged.
I wouldn't have nicked that artery.
We'll never know.
Trust me, I know. Besides, you're shipping out tomorrow, so it makes sense for me to take the lead. Ease the pressure off you.
It's very thoughtful.
Hey, I'm all heart. All right. Okay, what we got? You his partner?
I'm his wife.
Okay, if you wait over there, we'll let you know as soon as
I'm staying right here.
Okay, 10 milligrams of epinephrine ready, please. Check lab for blood results and let's increase IV fluids while we wait for the matched blood.
All right, we got a sip of the bruising.
Tension pneumo.
Malik inserts a needle into the patient's chest, then slowly withdraws the plunger. Bubbling liquid fills the needle's chamber.
He's stabilizing.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to run some tests. We'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Chase Bloods, request MRI and head CT scan.
Not bad.
Not bad, please.
What do you want, a gold star?
You know what I want.
Man, you are like a dog with a bun. You think you can handle it?
That ain't even a question.
Prove it. It's all yours.
Jack returns to Darwin and sees a woman with short dark hair perched on the side of a bed reading a book.
You have got to be kidding me. How the hell did she get in here again?
A fortuitous alignment of opportunity. We have a gap in the schedule. She has aortic stenosis.
Yes, and about 4 stone of excess blubber we insisted she lose before we
even
scrub up.
Nevertheless, I'm booking her in for an APR 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm busy.
Not according to your list.
I'm not performing elective surgery on a patient who won't even meet us halfway, Elliot.
Jack, she assures me that she's done everything she can to lose weight.
Susie, mid-30s, catches them looking as she opens a packet of crisps.
So things are all right now?
Yeah.
Sure?
I've never been up.
Dan and Chrissy kiss, but as they get out of a car, Chrissy's face betrays a flicker of unease. Susie's being weighed.
I'm simply suggesting a calorie-controlled diet, regular exercise, and maybe less chocolatey-themed reading material.
We appreciate that it's difficult.
She doesn't.
But if you must snack between meals and try to make it, you know, fresh fruit, vegetables. In any case, you are nil by mouth, so you shouldn't really be snacking at all.
Should I take my jewellery off?
Yes, I think that'll make all the difference.
What is your problem?
His name.
Fattest. That's what you are.
OK. Lovely. Thank you. Right, you have put on a stone since we last saw you.
I don't understand it. I've been trying really hard.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Jack, a little sensitivity wouldn't go amiss. Whether or not she's put on a pound or two doesn't change the fact that the stenosis is putting a dangerous strain on her heart.
So is the fat.
OK, run an echo and an ultrasound. Keep her in overnight, and we'll reassess her for surgery tomorrow morning.
Susie's rifling a bin for her crisp packet.
Terry, a job for you. Discharge Princess Fiona in there.
Sure. Can't you do this any faster?
I don't want scarring.
I don't care how it looks, I just want to go check on my brother.
He's in safe hands. Be able to go up in a minute.
Hi.
Agency brought me in. Take the load off your back. Hi. Hey.
Nice to see you again.
I've given him colloid fluid replacement and got his bloods that help stabilise his hypovolemia until we've seen the results of the scan.
How serious is it?
I won't know for sure until we've seen the scans, but please, try not to worry. We're going to do everything we can to...
The man Stephen was treating comes over.
How is he?
They don't know yet.
Car came out of nowhere.
Both he and Malik look slightly uncomfortable in each other's presence.
I'm Paul. Adam's brother.
Antoine Malik. Your brother's doctor.
Their formality appears forced. A slim man in his mid-50s.
Mr. Langley?
Sister Williams.
Right, I'm just going to take a look at your hand before the doctor sees you.
I would have gone to your emergency department, but it seems a bit out of use.
Yeah, we had a fire. Right, how did you do this?
Mugger. Tried to nick my wallet. Designer, that is. Chased a tow rag down. Twice as big as me. We gave each other a couple of kicks before the old bill arrived.
Does it hurt anywhere else?
No, the ambulance guys checked me over.
Chrissy sees Dan and Stephen sharing a look.
Won't waste your time there, love. Obviously only got eyes for each other. What you need is a real man.
Langley winks at her. Jack steps out of the main entrance with a coffee.
Miss Winters, can I help you?
I've come for my daughter.
You can't just stroll back in and take her away.
Social services say I can.
Oh, really?
My mum's moving in with me. I'm going to take some of the pressure off.
Look, I can't let you. If you don't leave now, I'm going to have to call security.
You can't do that. Social services say...
And where are they? Where's your fictitious mother, for that matter? All I see is a desperate woman trying to snatch back the baby she abandoned in the first place.
You don't know anything about me.
I know all I need to know. Besides which, I don't care what social services said. I'm your daughter's specialist, and my say-so trumps theirs. Leave. Now.
Freya's mum flounces off. Chrissy clocks Stephen eyeing Dan from the other side of the nurse's base. Dan studying a tablet PC.
Stephen seems a little distracted today.
Does he?
You ever noticed? Can't take his eyes off you.
What?
Don't pretend you haven't seen.
I haven't.
Why are you being evasive?
I'm not. Look, even if he has been staring, what difference does it make? We talked about this. You have got nothing to worry about. Ever.
Sorry, I don't know what's going to me today.
Mr. Langley, the x-ray shows you have a fractured wrist and 3 broken knuckle bones. Fortunately, none of them are too badly displaced.
You should see the other bloke.
I don't doubt it. Can you just move the tips of your fingers for me?
She's single.
Didn't you notice the engagement ring?
A bit of a blind spot where they're concerned.
Big enough. Cost me an arm and a leg.
Sorry, mate. Didn't realise.
No worries. It looks like you ruptured a flexor tendon. I think we'll leave it for a while, let the bone heal naturally.
You're the boss.
To Chrissy.
10 milligrams of morphine for the pain and a strap for the hand, please.
Congratulations. You and the dandy.
Malik shines a torch in Adam's eye.
Pupil reaction. Good indication of midbrain function. Looks promising. You been checked over?
I'm fine.
You hit your head. You'll need a CT.
I said I'm fine. I saw someone downstairs. Just take care of my brother.
Mrs. James, if you don't mind, there are some forms you need to fill in at a nurse's station. It'll just take a minute.
Adam's wife heads off.
Thank you for not
outing you. What am I going to do? Fling my arms around you and kiss you on both cheeks?
Not quite your style.
Exactly. Sure you're okay? Any dizziness, nausea? I'm just checking. Maybe later, if you like, we could grab a coffee.
I don't think so. No offense.
Yeah, no. No, that's cool. You got a lot on your mind. Don't need anything else on your plate right now. I respect that.
Thank you.
So, A. Porter will be here in a couple of minutes to take him down to CT. I'll see you both once he gets back.
Social services are signing off on the final paperwork this afternoon. They've made it clear to Miss Winter that she's not to come back till then, when she'll be accompanied by a social worker.
And what happens when the going gets tough and she decides to abandon her again?
They have decided she's a good enough parent.
Oh, like, they never make mistakes.
And with her mother easing the burden...
The burden?
Having a child's always a burden, Jack. That's what makes it so terrifying. So terrifying that sometimes young mothers make mistakes. Doesn't mean we have to judge them for it.
But why don't we address the real issue here, Sean? What's best for Freya?
I realise you've grown close to her.
This has got nothing to do with my personal feelings.
But the bottom line is, it's been decided what's best for Freya. And it's outside of our jurisdiction to intervene. Leave this one alone.
Later on Darwin, Jack sees Susie getting her things together as she makes a call.
Social services, please. Yes, this is Jack Naylor, cardiothoracic consultant at Holby City Hospital. I'm afraid we won't be able to discharge Freya Winters just yet. We'd like to keep her in for more observation.
My chest feels tight.
Okay. Why have you got your coat on?
She just discharged me.
Nurse, use the blood 30 minute pulse and help Miss Byers get undressed.
2 seconds after you left, I caught her ferreting in the bin for those crisps.
I made myself perfectly clear.
And I only acted in her best interest.
By turning her away.
Look, if she can manage to lose weight, then not only will it reduce the severity of the stenosis, but it will lessen the chances of post-op complications. Questions are going to be asked as to why we're operating against guidance. So, unless Santa is going to bring us some extra funding...
We are surgeons, not accountants.
These days, we have to be everything, bar the porter, Elliot.
Even if I were to concede your point, Miss Naylor, given her present symptoms, discharging her now would be negligent. Wouldn't you agree?
Reluctantly.
Arrange her stress echo.
Jack lets out a heavy sigh. Dan sidles up to Stephen.
Can you do me a favour?
Mm-hmm.
Could you stop staring at me?
What?
I've seen you. Chrissy's seen you. Please stop.
Sorry. Didn't mean to ruffle the nest.
What are you doing here anyway? You're no use with a fractured wrist.
My doctor sanctioned a phased return.
Meaning what? But all you're good for is filling in forms and changing IVs.
Nice to know we nurses are appreciated.
I think our admin's pretty much sorted here. Why don't you go and see if they need a hand on Keller?
Because I'm not assigned to Keller. And because your admin's far from sorted. I'm here to do a job. Don't worry, if my wrist starts playing up, I know where to come for some TLC.
Knock it off.
Just take it easy.
Mr. Langley's showing signs of a delayed concussion. He says he's fine, but he won't let me examine him.
Right, well, we'll monitor him until the end of the day. Keep an eye.
Jack's examining Susie.
So what are you on then? Lettuce diet?
Shh. Got wrists like twigs.
Or maybe it's the stuff your face, then throw it all up later sort of a diet.
Bulimia nervosa is a very serious condition. And using it to score points in your own petty little defence is at best distasteful and at worst repugnant.
Still.
Still what? No matter what we do here, in the end, the only argument that wins is this. You're fat. Lose weight. Eat less. Move more. Calories in, calories out. It's not rocket science.
It's not just about diet and exercise, though, is it? I mean, there's genetics.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
It's true. Everyone has a genetic disposition towards a certain body type. I read about it.
And you just happen to have the ginormous gene, is that it?
You know, I bet I could snap your tiny little neck.
If you're threatening me with physical violence, I'm going to have to report you.
Lucky for you, I'm a pacifist.
Thank you.
Check it. Is Briar's echo? Maybe in the future you'll think twice about judging people for their weight.
Hey, consultants, don't wear blank expressions. We leave that to the CEOs. What's the problem?
Just thinking about the case.
And?
Should get the results of the MRI and the head CT through any minute.
Okay. Hey, you sure everything's okay?
He's waking up.
Adam's being wheeled into Keller.
Hey, welcome back, Mr. James. You're at Holby City Hospital. You've been in a car accident. Do you remember?
My brother, okay? Always said you were a lousy driver.
Hey, how are you feeling?
I just wrestled a while. Have you had a kid?
I'm with my sister.
What about me? What's the damage?
Well, we've run a CT and MRI. We need to take a look at the results, but you're awake, you're talking. It's a good sign.
You heard the man. Laugh at him. Come in.
To Paul.
I'll be back to give you an update.
A nurse hands a tablet PC to Michael as Malik joins him.
Thank you. Abdominal bleeding due to renal trauma, possible brain contusion.
I'm going to keep an eye on it. Some abdominal distension, fluid output's low.
Options.
Open procedure. Take out the kidney, safest way to stop a rebleed.
Yep. Okay, look, this is going to turn into a big operation. So are you sure you're on top of it? Because if you want out...
I'm all over it.
All right, don't let me down.
Everything all right?
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Just you seem a bit...
What?
I don't know. Anxious?
I've got a wedding coming up.
How's that all going?
Great, couldn't be better.
Great.
Chrissy glances at Stephen.
So what were you talking to Dan about earlier?
Nothing much.
Looked very intense.
What are you suggesting?
You tell me.
Are you about to have a cat fight? Because if we are, will you let me put my nails on first?
Do you think this is funny?
I don't really know what to think.
It's my fiancé.
I know that.
But then I would really appreciate it if you stopped acting like a predatory...
Predatory dog. What?
Nothing.
No, please, don't hold back. Far away.
Is something going on between you and Dan?
As Dan comes up behind them, all three are distracted by the sound of Langley throwing up. Jack shows Susie a scan.
Pregnant.
8 months. And a boy, by the looks of it. The tightness you felt was a Braxton Hicks contraction. It's your body getting ready to deliver. The pregnancy is exacerbating the stenosis. That's probably why you couldn't lose the weight.
I didn't think I could. You know, not with my weight issues.
Didn't you feel the baby moving?
No, not really. I probably thought it was wind.
Well, I'm going to have someone from maternity come down and take a look at you, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations.
Is he going to be okay?
From what we can tell, he's in perfect health.
Unlike his mother.
Don't worry. I'm going to do everything I can to help you. Both of you.
Jack. A word.
Are you sure you didn't bump your head?
No, it must be coming down with something.
Any headache?
Not that you notice.
Really? I'm fine. Well, we'll send you for a head CT, just to be on the safe side.
Dan.
Could you organise a head CT for Mr. Langley, please?
Sure. I think I know why he won't let you examine him. It's the hair, look. Slight mismatch in the colouring, a little too thick at the top.
I think it's a toupee.
Put money on it.
Well, the CT will tell us what we need to know.
Listen, I'm sorry.
Not to worry.
I didn't ask...
Really, him. It's fine. Miss Hitchens in bed 6 needs an increase in her morphine. Could you have it to 10 milligrams, please? And could you keep an eye on Mr. Davis in bed 7? His BP's a little high. Thank you.
Nephrectomy. Take up my kidney.
It's not as bad as it sounds. You can live a perfectly normal life with just one kidney.
And there's no other way.
Not if it doesn't stop bleeding on its own. Which at the moment it doesn't seem to be.
There must be another way.
Not without risking your life.
What choice have you got?
Adam looks at Paul.
Is there something else I should know?
No. That's not true.
It's a family matter.
Well, if it's something to do with your husband's medical condition, then I should know about it.
It's got nothing to do with his condition.
Then what?
It's a private matter. Do the operation. Do what you have to do to save his life. Excuse me.
Malik goes after Paul.
What's wrong with you? I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't lie to me. I know you too well.
You haven't known me for 5 years.
I can easily pull up your records and find out, but I'd rather you...
End-stage renal failure. Okay?
Your brother is a life donor.
Paul nods.
This doesn't change anything.
Huh?
Nephrectomy is the safest option.
Yeah, for him.
That's all that matters.
Sean.
Call them back. Tell them you made a mistake.
In my clinical opinion, she needs further observation.
I'm the Pete's consultant. That's my call.
Yes, and I'm the CT specialist who operated on her less than 5 weeks ago. I think I have a say.
What are you hoping to achieve?
The same thing I hope to achieve with all of my patients, their well-being.
This isn't about Freya's well-being, though, is it? You can't delay her discharge forever.
I'm not trying to.
Then what's your end game? Take her home? Keep her for yourself?
Now you're being ridiculous.
Am I?
I'm just doing my job.
Being vigilant.
Yeah, well, someone has to. Do you honestly think they're making the right decision?
Yes. She belongs with her mother.
Where was her mother when I was holding her daughter's beating heart between my fingertips?
This isn't a debate. Call social services, or I will.
Any more contractions since the last one?
No. Is that good or bad?
Neither. Braxton Hicks are pretty common. Nothing to worry about. Sorry. Gotta switch that off. Do you like hip-hop?
Not really my cup of tea.
Progress?
No sign of fetal distress. With her aortic stenosis, a C-section would be the better option than inducing labour. When we do that, it depends on her heart condition, of course. We can discuss the caesarean later, when you're nearer your due date, but in the meantime, we'll keep an eye on you in the antenatal clinic.
He scoots off.
Are you sure he's an obstetrician? He looks about 12.
I'm sure he knows what he's doing.
Jack goes and taps him on the shoulder.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Excuse me?
Wouldn't it be safer to at least keep her in maternity until she's delivered?
You're Jack Naylor. I've heard about you. The consultant who must not be named. I thought you were a myth.
I am very much real.
Well, unless you're about to magic a bed from thin air.
So why don't you wave your magic wand and perform a caesarean?
I'm not convinced that's indicated just yet.
She has aortic stenosis, weight issues...
Personal space.
What?
Personal space, if you don't mind. I just took an assertiveness training course. Helps me in conflict resolution type situations.
Trust me, the only way to resolve this particular conflict is to do things my way.
Miss Naylor, I've listened carefully to your point of view and I value your input. However, I believe my clinical opinion is equally valid, if not more so, given that this is my specialism. Therefore, I must kindly request that you butt out. Last bit was a bit more aggressive than assertive. Sorry about that.
Malik finds Paul getting himself a drink in the cafe.
Let me check you over.
I'm not your patient.
It's been an accident. You're under stress. That could have an impact on your condition.
If I don't get a new kidney soon, I'm finished. That's my condition. Nothing you can do is going to change that.
You don't know what I can do.
Oh, yeah, you'd love that, wouldn't you? Swooping into the rescue.
This isn't about me.
It's always about you.
Paul, I'm just trying to do my job.
Don't lie to me. I know you too well.
I've really messed things up with Dan.
Yeah? How's that?
Paranoia, groundless accusations. Tell me I'm being stupid.
You're being stupid.
I know, it shouldn't make any difference, right? He's either a man who cheats or he's not. Why am I so worried?
You know what, Chrissy? Grow up. You should be talking to Dan about this, not me.
BP's looking good. Any more contractions? Any pain?
No.
Susie looks anxious.
Supposing my heart gives out before he's born?
Well, like Mr. Tyler said, we'll be monitoring you in the antenatal clinic. So.
Yeah, well, I don't live in the clinic. I mean, suppose something happens at home. I live alone. Don't want to call an ambulance.
It's probably best not to imagine worst-case scenarios.
Oh, well, all I worry about is worst-case scenarios. Can't you just perform a cesarean? Get him out now.
That's not Mr. Tyler or Mr. Hope's recommendation.
But is it yours? I mean, what would you do if you were me?
I'd have the cesarean followed by the AVR.
Susie ponders.
And that's what we'd do.
As Malik walks past a lift carrying a clutch of patient files, the door opens and Paul emerges carrying his takeaway drink.
You had dialysis yesterday. That's why you're so weak. Look, if you're not going to let me check you over, at least let me get you another doctor to look at you.
You just stop.
I'm just trying to
help. I know what
you're
trying to do. Don't bother. You can't make up for what you did.
I was 25. It was my first proper relationship.
Mine too, thanks very much.
So what, you want me to say sorry?
We were together for 2 years, and you broke up with me in a one-minute phone call. Barely an explanation, just thanks for everything. See ya. I'm surprised you didn't send a text.
If I could explain, I would.
I'll give you an explanation. You're a coward.
That doesn't change the fact that you still need to get checked over. Do it for your brother. The last thing he needs is to see you collapse right in front of him before he goes into theatre.
Jack? Jack? Why have you booked Miss Briars in for a cesarean and an AVR tomorrow morning?
Because it's what she wants. We still do what the patient wants once in a while, don't we?
Being flip won't help your case, Jack.
She was worried about the baby. She pressed me.
Pressed you?
Yes, so I gave her another option and she took it.
Right, and, of course, you explained in detail the risks involved.
Of course.
Right, well, we'll see. Miss Briars, Ms. Naylor informs me that you've opted for a cesarean and an AVR.
That's right.
Right. She did explain that a cesarean carries a higher risk of bleeding because you'll need to be anticoagulated for the AVR, mm-hmm. which in turn will put a strain on your heart, which could lead to cardiac...
She's told me all this.
Right. I just wanted to be absolutely sure that you understand...
This way provides the safest possible outcome for my baby, correct?
Yes, but that is not our only consideration.
It is mine. These books I read, chocolate-themed or otherwise, sometimes, when I'm in bed at night, I read them out loud. I know it sounds silly, but I do. Because I imagine that I'm reading to my little boy or girl, all snuggled up beside me. And now he's real. He's almost here. And I'm going to do everything I can to protect him because I'm his mother. That's my job, not yours. Mine. She understands.
Very well.
Sean's with Freya's mum. He spots Jack.
She insisted on seeing you.
It says on your notes, you've been on dialysis for 4 years.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Malik stares at Paul.
I make it into the office every day, do mostly the legal and admin stuff. Had to give up the gym. I can still manage a run once in a while.
That's good.
Malik takes Paul's hand and presses two fingers gently against his wrist.
Look, I'm not happy with your sats. I want to send you for an MRI.
Nah, I'm all right.
It won't take long.
Look, this is as much as I'm going to let you do for me. Okay?
As I said to social services, I'd just like to keep her in for observation.
Observation of what?
She's recovering from major heart surgery. Didn't you get the memo?
She's all right. She's not in danger.
No, no imminent danger. Assuming, of course, she isn't abandoned again.
Jack.
Sean.
That's what this is about.
Look, I'm pretty busy here, so if you don't mind.
Look at me. I said, look at me. But I know I shouldn't have left her. It's the worst thing I have ever done, and I'll have to live with that for the rest of my life. But you have no right to keep my baby. No right.
What about your baby's rights? Don't they count?
She has a right to be with her mother.
I think this consultation's over. Thank you for stopping by.
Don't walk away from me.
Am I going to have to call security?
No, you're not going to do that.
Aren't I?
No.
Oh, go on, do it. Have me dragged out of here kicking and screaming. I don't care. I just want my baby.
Miss Naylor, I've examined Freya, and in my opinion, she's fully recovered. And I intend to say as much to social services. Of course, if you differ in your opinion, then we can have a third opinion and a fourth opinion and a fifth, if necessary. Is that how you'd like to proceed?
I'd at least like to keep her in overnight.
Why?
Just to be on the safe side. We've been AWOL a month. One more night won't make a difference.
Conceding reluctantly, Freya's mum nods and Sean guides her gently away. Jack goes over to Susie.
You're booked in tomorrow morning. I'll talk you through the procedure first thing and answer any questions that you might have.
Why did that woman accuse you of keeping her baby?
Unfortunately, some mothers aren't fit to take care
of... Why? What if I can't do it? I mean, my weight, my heart. Are you going to keep my baby too?
Our case is completely different.
How?
It's complicated. So, this is where you've been hiding. Can I sit?
Dan's sitting at the foot of some stairs, beside a Christmas tree.
I'm not hiding.
I'm sorry. It's just taking me a little bit longer than I thought to get used to the idea.
I understand. It's taken me a while to get used to the idea, too. 38 years. But we're getting married in 2 weeks, and I'm running out of ways to tell you how much I care about you. If I'm not saying it right, or if there's something else I should be doing, then please tell me, because I'm out of ideas.
I'll get there. I just need time.
What if you can't? I told you the truth because I love you and because I thought you had a right to know who you were marrying. But if you can't handle it, if you can't even trust me...
I can.
Be honest with yourself, Chrissy. For your own sake. The last thing I want is for you to be unhappy. And if marrying me ends up making you feel that way, forgive myself. Think about it.
Dan leaves Chrissy looking deeply troubled. Michael's at his desk in the consultant's office.
I was hoping you might have some ideas.
Yeah, I got an idea. Perform the nephrectomy as planned.
What about a partial? Only remove the damaged part of the kidney, leave the rest alone.
And what if he gets a re-bleed?
Then I open him up.
Nah, too dangerous.
Michael, do you know what the stats are for black patients waiting for organ transplants?
Yeah, I know. Miserable.
Last year, out of over 1,000 deceased donors, 9 were black. 9. And do you know how many black patients are on the waiting list? Over 13,000.
So that means what? We risk one brother to save another?
It's not our choice.
and you would rather leave the decision with the anguished wife, the sick brother, or the critically injured patient. What's wrong with you? You need to go back, take ethics 101.
Just wanted to explore the options.
Well, consider them explored.
Later, Malik shooting hoops in the car park. The ball drops through the net each time until his concentration falters and he misses one when he spots Paul coming over to him.
Sometimes life just screws you over. No reason, no apology, just bam. Take that. You'd know better than a personal injury lawyer. I see it every day.
So do I.
Maybe you shouldn't be doing this. Let another doctor take over.
No.
Antoine.
Like you said, your brother's my patient, not you.
Not simple as that, though, is it? As long as I stick with the dialysis, I can survive for years.
Surviving ain't the same as living.
Maybe I'll get lucky. Get a donut. I'm okay with this. Whatever happens.
What does that mean?
I'm bored. I'm so bored, man. Dialysis 3 times a week. Sometimes it goes on for hours on end. After 4 years of that, detective novels and crossword puzzles start to lose their entertainment appeal.
Doesn't mean you give up.
Why not? My life has become one big waiting room, and I've got no idea if or when it's going to end. And sometimes I just want out. Just out. Don't care where. So whatever happens, I am okay with this.
Paul steps back as Malik reaches out to touch him. Later, Malik's checking on a patient when he sees Adam's wife leave her husband's bedside. He goes over to him.
Mr. James? I think there might be a way to save both of your kidneys.
Social services, please.
Jack's on the phone.
This is Jack Naylor at Holby City. I'm just calling to confirm that Freya is well enough to go home with her mum today, after all. Yeah, I'm sorry for the confusion. Look, we still have quite a lot of paperwork to do, so if you wouldn't mind not bringing her in till 4 p.m, that'd be very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, I think I need the bathroom again.
Her waters break.
Or maybe not.
You're not doing this.
I'm not going to watch my brother waste away knowing I could have saved him.
I refuse the transplant.
And let me go under the knife for nothing. He wouldn't do that.
I promise I'll do everything.
You've said enough. Think about what you're doing. You've got a wife and 2 kids. I've got no one.
You've got us.
Think about this. Suppose you die, and that's how I get your kidney. How am I supposed to live with that?
I'm not gonna die. Neither are you. Isn't that right?
Adam looks to Malik, who nods hesitantly. Paul grabs his jacket and storms off. Later, Paul's sitting on a bench at the side of the main entrance. Malik comes out of the hospital and looks all around. He's about to go back inside when he spots him. Paul strides away as Malik approaches.
Don't talk to me.
Paul. Paul.
You had no right.
I can do this. I've got what it takes. It won't be easy.
You forget who you're talking to. All those sleepless nights during your mid-finals. Sleeping, sweating. Look of fear in your eyes. Same one I'm seeing now. Tells me you don't know you could save my brother any better than I do.
You don't know how good I am.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. You're the best.
I am.
And suppose you do it. Suppose you save my brother and me. What then? A parade? My undying gratitude?
I'm not asking for anything from you.
Yes, you are!
Paul walks away from him.
Oh. can't keep blaming me for something I did when I was a dumb kid.
You're old enough to know the difference between showing some respect and kicking me in the face. Did you even care?
Of course I did.
Within strictly defined limits.
Oh, come on, you know how much pressure I was under. Med school finals, my
dad. I thought we were past the bullcrap. 3 weeks before you left, I told you I loved you. Remember that? It's the first time I said that. I couldn't come out to my family, but at least I could be real with you, right? And the look on your face, there for just a second, panic. And then you gave me a kiss, turned over and went to sleep. And then you ran.
Malik's close to tears.
It wasn't because I didn't feel it back.
Paul's chin drops onto his chest as he shakes his head and walks away dejectedly. Chrissy eyes Stephen suspiciously through a window as he strolls along a corridor with a mobile pressed to his ear and a smile on his face.
Right, Mr. Langley, I need you to let me examine your head.
My head's fine.
I think I can see some dry blood. Are you really willing to risk a serious head injury for the sake of a little vanity?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That thing on your head, take it off so I can have a look.
I can't. It's glued on.
Glued?
Careful! You ripped my scalp off. You need something to dissolve the glue.
A hand starts a music player. Susie's in theatre.
Slight drop in blood pressure.
Is that bad?
Just the epidural kicking in, don't worry.
I'll give it a few more seconds, but you should be feeling pretty numb down here by now. I'm sure you don't mind this music?
No.
Oh, please don't feel that you have to be polite.
Been dreaming this since I was young, so baby girl, I'll be going till I'm gone. Gone. Till I'm gone.
Jack switches off the music.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay-Z, but let's not traumatise the child before he's even been born.
I find hip-hop very relaxing. How are you feeling? Ready to meet your son?
Ready as I can be.
Tooth forceps.
He pinches Susie's skin with them.
Feel that?
No.
Knife?
Just try to relax. He'll be in your arms before you know it.
Right. Sec. Check. Presence. Check. Shin pads. Check. Vital. Right. Remember, focus, but don't play it too rigid, you know, roll with it. Improvise, but stay in character. Thank you, Stanislavski.
Sean's dressed as Santa.
Right. Good luck. You'll need it.
In theatre.
Suction. There he is. Beautiful.
He passes the tiny baby to a paediatrician.
Shouldn't he be crying? Why isn't he crying?
Just need to get him breathing.
Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no.
These things happen sometimes. He's in good hands, okay?
Chrissy takes a bottle of water from her locker. Turning, she sees a jacket hanging on a hook and feels inside its pockets. Finding a mobile phone, she's busy studying it when Stephen comes through the door behind her and stands in the doorway, watching.
What are you doing with my phone?
Chrissy looks at him guiltily. Two nurses gently pass Susie's baby to Jack, and she carries it over to Susie to show her.
She's bleeding.
Susie?
Oxytocin, 5 units bolus and 40 units infusion. Get some misoprostol ready. Try to stay calm, Susie. It's going to be okay.
I just feels a bit heavy.
She's in systolic arrest. Paige, Mr. Hope!
Langley's hairpiece.
This is like cement.
Just had a regroom, ain't I?
Regroom?
At the air clinic.
Sounds like something you do to a poodle.
They take it off, clean it up, and glue it back on again.
Is this what you meant by being a real man, is it?
I'm as real as any other man. Everybody's hiding something.
Well, I can just about make out some bruising under this mess, but can't see any bleeding. Although I'm going to have to take the whole wig off to be sure.
It's not a wig.
What is it then?
It's a liquid skin monofilament air replacement solution. It's top of the line. Virtually undetectable when it's groomed properly.
Right.
I wore it through two marriages. Both wives never had a clue.
I wouldn't be so sure about that.
Trust me, they didn't.
So much for honesty in marriage.
Are you really that naive?
Jack's performing compressions on Susie.
Right, more atropine.
There's been no cardiac output for 10 minutes.
There's still blood going to her brain. Look at the arterial line.
You can't rely on that. It could be an artifact.
It's not an artifact, Harry Potter. We keep her oxygenated with compressions until I say we stop. There's still cardiac output.
Barely.
I'm open to suggestions.
We could open her up, put her on bypass.
No, if I stop massaging, we risk brain damage.
Out of pacing wire.
I've got no imaging.
Then we'll have to do it blind.
Stephen.
What were you hoping to find, exactly? Lewd messages. Photos.
How do you expect me to feel? When you can't stop staring at him and whispered conversations end as soon as I come over.
Fine. You want to know the truth? Something did happen between us. We went out for a drink, I made a pass. Sorry. I'm a very bad boy. I did it. He turned me down. Why did he do that? Because he loves you. If that's not enough, then forgive me for saying so, Sister Williams, but the problem's not Dan. My shift's finished. Nice seeing you again.
Pacing at 100.
How's this for a workout, Susie? Your idea of revenge, show the skinny bitch who's boss.
Okay, stop. Heart's capturing. Well done. Right, let's close her up. Get her back on down in 10 minutes, ops, please.
A bit like you need a shower. Was that inappropriate? I didn't mean with me or anything.
Have a rest. I'll take over here.
Jack glances up at a wall clock. It's 4:05. She dashes out of theatre and down a flight of stairs to the baby ward. She looks devastated to find Freya's cot bed empty. Malik's at Adam's bedside.
If you experience a re-bleed from what remains of the kidney, the operation will take longer, meaning more potential for general anesthesia complications.
You said you could do this.
I said I'd try. I can't give you guarantees.
How about we flip a coin? Heads I win, tails you lose.
How about we both win?
Bottom line, you got family.
And what if you want one of your own one day? With whoever you want.
So what's that supposed to mean?
You know what it means. We shared a room for 16 years, only before you did. Figured he didn't want to talk about it.
Adam reaches out a hand, and Paul gently touches it.
Love you. No matter what. And I want to do this for you. So let me. Please.
Langley's checking his hairpiece in a mirror.
Good news. Your head CT's come back fine. So you can go home.
It's not sticking down properly.
You're very lucky that the mugger didn't try and rip it off your head.
They gave you a second thought. Good thing I didn't. It's worth over $1,000.
$1,000?
Go through about two a year. Nothing compared to what some women pay for Botox and boob jobs.
I don't think this is going to hold properly.
Could you pass me my wallet, please? There's some glue in there I keep for emergencies. Sorry.
Chrissy reaches to pick up the wallet. There's an old wedding photo inside.
It's my first wife. She died. It's the only picture I have left. It was a fire, a terrible thing. And when that mugger tried to take my wallet this morning, well, couldn't just let him. Thank you.
gathers his things and goes to leave, then turns back to Chrissy.
Listen, there's one thing I've learned over the years. It's that the only memories that really stick, the ones that last forever, are the shared experiences, the time spent with others, not the things you've done on your own. So if you've found someone who loves you and who you love, then don't take any notice of an old codger like me. Dive in.
He winks at her.
I knew it, soft and cuddly.
I wish the kids were. One of them bit me. Had to nip out for emergency treatment.
Oh, I hope you're getting paid danger money.
If it means anything, I know it couldn't have been easy for you.
Look, no offence, but I find it difficult taking solace from a man draped in red velvet.
You should see what I'm wearing underneath.
I worry for those children.
Why are you in such a hurry?
It's the end of my shift and I just want to go home.
Ooh, I was hoping you'd accompany me to the party. It's still rocking hard.
I've had enough babies for one day.
Freya's there. Nicole and her mum are stuck in traffic. They'll probably be about half an hour.
Now, Santa Sean's handing out presents at the party.
Yay. Ah, Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Your turn, Jack.
She's a bit too young and I'm a bit too old.
Miss Naylor isn't too old to sit on Santa's knee, is she?
No!
Come on! Come on! Come on! Come on, Miss Naylor, come on down.
Jack perches on Sean's knee.
And who is this beautiful creature?
Her name's Freya.
Ah, what a beautiful name. Let me see what Santa has in his magical sack for little Freya. Oh, look at this. Oh.
In the doorway, a nurse holds up 10 fingers and mouths 10 minutes to Jack. Jack looks from Sean to Freya. Nighttime. Chris is sitting alone on a bench beneath a gazebo when she senses someone behind her. It's Dan.
What are we doing here?
It's the only place in the hospital we won't be interrupted. What if I said I'm over it? I had a mad day, I went crazy, I freaked out, and now I'm over it. And it won't happen again.
What's changed?
Let's just say I was visited by the ghost of Christmas future. I didn't like what I saw.
What did you see?
A lonely woman looking at a photograph of you, wishing she'd never let you go.
Dan envelops Chrissy in his arms. Michael strides up to Malik in Keller.
Hey, why is Mr. James booked in for a laparoscopy tomorrow?
He refused to go under the knife unless we try to save both kidneys.
He refused?
Point blank.
Brotherly love, huh? All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Got what you wanted?
It's what your brother wants.
How sure are you that you can do this?
100%.
Paul wags a finger at him.
No, you're not.
As Paul turns, Malik shows the uncertainty lurking beneath his veneer of confidence. Jack unwraps Freya's present from Santa and shows it to her, a soft toy giraffe. Dan comes over to Chrissy in AAU and gives her a gentle kiss on the cheek. They share a loving look before Dan heads off, but there remains the hint of a lingering doubt in Chrissy's eyes. The toy giraffe falls to the floor as Jack passes Freya to the baby's mum. Malik charges down some stairs, seemingly in an urgent panic. In the wet lab, he puts a sandwich, a drink, and a packet of crisps down on a metal table and tries to calm himself. Susie's asleep, her baby in a cot beside her bed. Jack places the toy giraffe in the corner of the cot and looks from mother to baby with tears in her eyes. Malik puts a tray of organs down on the metal table. Taking one, he places it in a box, its lid molded in the shape of a human abdomen. Then, clutching two surgical instruments protruding from the lid, his eyes narrow in concentration.